On the line now is Chris Iomes, who is the chair of Rail Future Yorkshire. They campaign for better rail transport. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Toby.
So, what are these rumours that we're hearing?
Well, the rumours are that there's going to be some money to have some studies into what we can do to improve our transport links between Yorkshire, and Lancashire. And the word there is to look at, not to actually get on and build and create the improvements. Now, history shows that if you build a new road, you build a new railway line, you invest in our transport infrastructure, that it gets used. So my question is, why do we need all of these studies? You know, let's get on and build them. Okay, I understand that to build a new road, yeah, there's got to be the studies, we've got to get that right. But, currently people travelling between Leeds and Sheffield and Manchester are travelling on old, packed, cramped trains. So why don't we just, in the first place, go out and order some new trains? It's going to take 2 or 3 years to come. But, that is a start. It shows then that George Osborne is serious about the Northern Powerhouse, and it's not just all talk.
Well, answer is your own question, if you would, Chris. Why do you think he won't do that?
I don't know. It's the same with every transport infrastructure plan. Before you can reopen a railway station or build a new railway station, there's an 8-stage process that's got to be gone through called the GRIP process. And each stage looks at everything in detail. Now, I'm not saying that, we just go out and rush out and do it. But, we've got to simplify the process. So much money is spent before we actually start, the first shovel goes in the ground.
So let's look at this in two parts then, because they're talking about rail. They're also talking about this Transpennine Tunnel.
That's right. Now I'm 52. They've been talking about Transpennine Tunnel as far back as I can remember, certainly back to the 70s. I'm a pro-rail campaigner. I want to see, more money spent on the railways than the roads. But I accept that, we need road improvements. We all know what travelling across Woodhead's like to Manchester from Sheffield. Even in the summer, Woodhead can be closed. So, yeah, I accept that the road needs to be improved. But also, at the same time, the railway itself needs to be... The railways themselves need to be improved.
Well, as you say, you're 52. I think I'm 2 or 3 years behind you. Is any of this going to happen in the foreseeable future? Or are we going to be old men when these improvements are there?
I think you and I will certainly be in our 60s before... Certainly being in our 60s before it's actually completed. Like I said, processes take so long. We need to look at speed. I think that's the priority. I think that's what George Osborne needs to do first, is throw the money at finding how we can speed the process up, make the process simpler, so that these improvements happen quicker. Because, we're looking at building, a new road today and improving the railways today. By the time they're improved, they're going to be outdated, they're going to be overcrowded then. What we're going to do in 5-10 years' time should have been done 10-20 years ago.
Of course, the other thing that we've got, Chris, is the big debate in Sheffield about where they should put the HS2 station, whether it goes into the middle of the city or out at Meadow Hall. Where would your favourite place be?
I think it's Sheffield is one of the few places where I actually favour putting it out of town at Meadow Hall. I know I'm going to upset half the people in Sheffield there and make half the people in Sheffield happy. But I think by citing it at Meadowhall, you're then creating a station for the South Yorkshire region that's accessible to people from Doncaster via the M18 if you're going to use it by car, from Barnsley, even from the top end of the bottom end of West Yorkshire. It becomes a much more accessible station for a region rather than a city. And don't forget, Meadowhall has got some fantastic links right into the heart of the city now.
Well, indeed, and just yesterday we were talking about 3,000 jobs are going to come to Attercliffe when all the new parks open there around the Don Valley Stadium.
I think what we need to do is focus on Meadowhall. It's got fantastic links. Let's look at the tram system that Sheffield's got. Manchester have invested millions in their tram system. It's now a really successful system. Nottingham has expanded theirs. And I think we need to look now at expanding the Sheffield Super Tram.
Thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning, Chris. That's Chris Iomes there, who's the chair of Rail Future Yorkshire.